The victor this year was a first-time player, Anthony Sipper. He took first place. Buddy Ton took second, and Jeb took third.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, oh, yeah, you know darn well where you placed.
Yep. So, and what were the purses for those places?
First place was 1500, wasn't it? Or was it?
Yeah, 14, 15?
Yeah.
Like funny 14, you'd think 9, that we would have and 6?
Yeah, second place was 9, and then I made 550. That part I remember, yeah.
Of course.
All right, and then how much did the event raise for Beat the Odds?
That's the part I was most satisfied with. As a small group of 15 people, we got $1,350 for Beat the Odds. Wow. People gave and gave well, and we had a really great donation from Where ID of 100 delicious spring rolls. Anthony Sipper gave us his pizza at cost. Yeah, it was people, again, for a small group, gave really well.
Yeah, and also this being our third year, it's almost like some of the donors that are involved with our little event are just sort of there, no questions asked. Like the room at the Tides Inn is just very generous and would otherwise cost us money. Jay and I put this event on together, and basically anything out of pocket is out of Jay and I, and it's surprisingly little. We get a lot of help from the community, so it's great.
And I forget, it's a buy-in of what, $100 or?
Yeah, it's $125, 100 of which goes to the player's pool, and 25 of that goes to Beat the Odds. I won't bore you with the details, but there's a rebuy structure and add-on where you can do 100, 125 several times throughout the course of the evening, and most people do.
Okay. Yeah, was the actual poker itself any different this year? Different blinds or anything, or a different event at all, or same as last year? Jeb?
You know, the first year we were really just, Jay and I got together and we spent a lot of time really trying to hammer out the blind structure. I think other than actually building the chips, that was probably what we spent the most time on any one thing. The second year we really restructured it because we saw what worked and what didn't. And it worked so well the second year that we kept it exactly the same this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty turnkey for sure. And as far as the action, though, for the second year in a row, the final hand was ended on a bad beat. For those who don't know poker, a bad beat is when someone is quite statistically ahead and the final card changes those percentages drastically.
So was there an audible gasp in the room with that final card turned over then? Or
more of a yell, but yes, absolutely.
Audible is a good word, yeah.
Audible, okay. Yes.
All right. And what was the winning hand? Do you remember?
Two pair versus two pair. Anthony Sipper needed one of three cards in the deck to win on the end, and he got it.
Wow.
I believe it was a 10.
You guys have become a fixture now with this event, and it's raising money, and of course, in memory of Annabelle Baker, and doing that for the third year in a row. You'll be back for year four?
Absolutely, Joe. I think we're going to make, since it's always a work in progress, we're most likely sell tickets in advance next season. I've got this goal in my head of 2,500 for Beat the Odds. I think it's a really good number. We're hoping to get there this year. Didn't happen, but that's okay. And I think it's doable. I think adding a little bit more structure to the event, you know, the lead up to it, so people know when, where, et cetera, we'll see an increase in turnout with that.
Yeah, and to add to that, you know, we this year was really busy for both Jay and I. Jay was busy with work and his job on the assembly, and I literally flew in from my fishing job the day of, so. And we had some people that would have played that happened to be out of town. So, unfortunately, that all led to our lowest turnout. But next year, Jay and I are really hoping to get that turnout to
and my increased. Ideal number would be like between 40 and 50. I think it'd be so much fun for the community.
40 and 50 would be just
it'd
awesome.
Be a good number. Absolutely. Just to repeat that, for those who didn't know our friend Annabelle Baker, she was a great lady, a staple in this community, and an avid poker player, quite talented as well. And she's a person that said she wanted to be remembered, and this is one small way we can contribute to that. And her husband, Patrick, has been such a big supporter of us throughout this whole thing, and we're glad we can do it for him also.
And he was there playing this year, I know.
Absolutely, and he did not do as well this time.
Oh, well.